Hello, hello, welcome again to the Two Clever Mafia podcast, and welcome to today's episode. We're back again, and I can tell you we're all very happy to be back here, and we've been gone for a bit, but we are back. When I say we, I have our producer AJ over in the sound booth. How are you doing today, AJ?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy to be back with you, AJ. You're always, your color commentary is second to none. Second to none. Okay. Anyway, we are back. And we're going to start out really quick, and I'm not going to bore you. But we're back mainly because we've been asked, and I've been messaged in hundreds of emails and on Twitter and all the social medias, which some of them we got rid of because we just didn't want to be part of them anymore. And we are back because, sorry, I'm a little rusty, but we're back. There's just too much news. There's too many things going on. And as I would sit around the dinner table and I would talk to people I'd meet and know, and it was just too much going on. And really we have to, We wanted to get back out there. We wanted to talk the truth and with no BS, because there's a lot of BS in the news. And, we're going to give you the news. We're going to give you the news without the BS and just the facts from my point of view. So I want to welcome everybody to today's episode of the Two Clever Mafia podcast. And we will be discussing Tucker Carlson. And, you know, as the title suggests, he has left Fox News, where a research team kind of went through things and said, hey, listen, can we put together some things to clear up some of those misunderstandings and confusions and whatnot. So, you know, we're going to get right back into it, and we're going to take a shot at the news. We're going to take a shot at our own version of the news. So. Right, AJ?
Time for the news.
Okay. So what do we know? What do we know about Tucker Carlson? Well, he separated from Fox News on April 24th, 2023, in case you're listening to this 10 years from now, for undisclosed reasons. And there's a lot of opinions and speculations, but they're undisclosed at this point. And his timing of his separation occurred just about a week or so after Fox News settled a defamation lawsuit with the Dominion Voting Systems for $787 million and change over the network's alleged dissemination of the 2020 election misinformation, we'll call it. And so, who is Tucker Carlson, right? Well, Tucker Carlson is a well-known American conservative. He's a commentator, he's a journalist, and a television host who has been viewed in a very controversial way by some, not all. Some find him as a truth teller. Some find him as a leader for a cause that has yet to be identified. Or maybe it has been identified in some instances. Who knows? And Carlson definitely is known for his outspokenness, his support for conservative values. And one thing, he posted a tweet recently. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on his Twitter account. Maybe I can pull it up for you here. We got some new technology, so maybe I can play it. We'll see. You know, the big topics like war, civil liberties, merging sciences, demographic change, corporate power, it was natural resources. They're just not permitted on American media. And Tucker said it ultimately was creating a one-party state. And something I really liked that he said, the iron law of the universe is all true things will prevail. So I'm going to play a little clip here that right from Tucker Carlson's Twitter account. He posted a little video. Find it quite interesting, and a lot of people are reading between the lines, but here, check it out.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's gotta be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them.
Very true.
Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
Wow. Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great, AJ. That's pretty crazy. I think, and he didn't miss a beat. He just came out. So who is Tucker Carlson? If you're listening to this and you've lived under a rock for the last 20 years or however long, he is a well-known American conservative political commentator, journalist, television host who has been viewed as controversial by some of his comments that he's made and, in various social and political issues. Carlson, he's known for his outspokenness, his support for conservative values, and his unapologetic critiques of progressive policies and ideologies, right? And like he mentioned, the big topics like war, civil liberties, all that kind of stuff, doesn't really get the media coverage that it should. I mean, the important subjects don't really get that prime time coverage, Sorry, I'm just going to raise my head a little bit here. So in recent years, Carlson has become the center of many, I hate to say controversies, but I really can't think of a better word right now, due to his statements on shows, to name a few. And what I want to stick to is the no BS policy that we have here in the Two Clever Mafia. So there's facts, and then there's speculation, and then there's just opinion. So, the controversies that he has, riled some people up has obviously been around COVID and immigration, the Afghanistan war withdrawal. Now, I'm not saying that any of this stuff is valid, not valid, or whatnot. The January 6th Capitol riots. He also has been involved in various lawsuits here and there because of things that he said. And this recent Dominion lawsuit that Fox settled, or however it worked out, it cost Fox a lot of money. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know why he is. I'm sure it'll come to light eventually one day. Was it because of that? That's what a lot of the rumors are. Some say they just couldn't come to terms with their contract, which is what I'm leaning toward in my personal opinion. I think it's just an agreement to agree to disagree. And, either way, Carlson has many fans. And a lot of it has to do with the positions that he takes are hard-lined. And he tells it like he sees it. And not everybody agrees with his opinion. And Carlson continues to be a major presence in media and politics, and it's likely that he would be any topic that he talks about is going to rile some people up on one side or the other. So whether you hate him or you love him, there's no denying really that Tucker Carlson has to be one of the most influential and controversial figures in American politics and media today. And just the fact that we're talking about him as an, the news personality has become the news, good or bad. Some say, there's different opinions, different ways to look at that. But so that's where we stand. That's who he is. And wish him well. I think he's going to make a ton of money going out on his own. He's going to be able to say what he wants, just like Joe Rogan and some of the other, just like us here at the Two Clever Mafia podcast, right? We say what we want. We don't answer anybody. If they want to sponsor the show, great. If they don't, good. There's just no higher power. And we work for ourselves. Well, I work for myself, and AJ kind of, AJ kind of tags along, right, AJ? Anyway, so that's where we're at. A quick reminder, we wanted to thank you for listening and being part of our show. So if you'd like to join the discussion, feel free, and you could be part of the conversation on Twitter, or just send us an old-fashioned email. You can check out the show description for all the details. Want to ask us a question? AJ, we're going to have to make the font bigger. I'm going to tell you that right now. My eyes aren't as good as they were a year ago. But either that or I don't know. But anyway, so you want to ask us a question to be asked on a future episode, you can click on the link in the show notes and you can record your question. Click on a little envelope there. It'll take you to the Anchor page, or I think it's Spotify now we have, right? I think that's who we're working with. And I want to really thank you all for listening to our show. And you can check us out on Twitter and YouTube. And you know who I am. I am Mr. Clever Mafia. This is the Two Clever Mafia podcast. And that's all I have to say about that. Bye for now, and take care of one another.